Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today I receive a message from one of my beloved brother. His name is Abid. May Allah make him Abid insha'Allah and make him love to be in Ubudiyya and live as Abid, die as Abid insha'Allah, and all of us. he was reading verse 46 to 50. In chapter Al-Kahf, and he asked me a question. He said, when I read these verses, it should be shaking me and make me alert about my meeting with my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the contrary, I see myself negligent, sometime alert, and other time, rather most of the time, in ghafla. What disease is this, and where am I going? How I transform myself from being into a state of ghafla to being into a state of alertness and vigilant about my meeting with my Creator? If you listen to my session in last almost 1 year and a half about the time, I have a series about the time, which during this time, I was helping you and helping myself first by understanding the time from our time, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the end of time, and from different perspective. By the way, my dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, please go to my session about times. It's located in YouTube, and I have link in my website, www.noora1.com. And when you read Quran, remember, is up to you how to read Quran. And the musibah in here, Ya Abid, Imam Qurtubi said it, one of the early Imam, one of the end of time, the sign of the end of time, the speed of the time. Time is fast. And we become negligent of Akhirah. And even if we worship or even read in Quran, we are in a state of ghafla, Ya Abid. Even reading Quran, we are in a state of ghafla in reading Quran. Because Quran full of, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to die, you're going to meet your Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you scenario about Jahannam, scenario about Jannah. And when you look and read the story of the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ways he read Quran, completely different. The weeping, the shivering, the desire, they stop in the verses belong to Jannah and make dua. They stop in the verses belong to Jahannam and make dua. It was not just a crunching knowledge, because this knowledge only for only one thing, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make you alert. By this way, Imam Qurtubi, he said one of the signs of the end of time also, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, little by little, he left iman, taqwa, fear of Allah. This is why today you see zulm increase. Sins, even we never see or hear about it, increase. The amount of mischief and zulm between people increase. And even call us knowledgeable or not knowledgeable people, we are in a state of ghafla. And like Imam Samarqandi, what he said, Zallatul alim, Zallatul alim. If the alim, if the scholar slide a tiny slide, the majority slide more. By this way, when you look today, may Allah save all of us. We are sliding. We are sliding from the path. We think we are in the path, but we're not. We're not, Ya Abid. 99% of 100 today is dunya. Now, this is a reality. How to correct it? Read Quran, but don't read it to finish. Don't read it for the blessing and the said. Read it and beg Allah to give you messages. And stop. Go to all my messages, Ya Abid. I promise you, you will gain a lot. Go to my session about the time, you will gain a lot. Go to my session about Quran, you will gain a lot. But all this, what it means, you really into your journey of ubudiyya. You are in journey of akhirah, which is a lot of people today. We do not have time for akhirah today. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The majority of our time and feeling and desire and achievement is dunya. Dunya. Look at the companion. 99% of the time for akhirah. So another thing, I will give you a hint. Train your nafs and your soul and your tongue to return everything to Allah. Don't return things to people. Don't. This is the toughest one. Return everything to Allah. Said, thank you Allah for allow me to do so. Thank you Allah for the, you know. And even when something happened you do not like, remember, is a trial from Allah to you. And beg Allah to give you the quality to pass. Call Allah by His name. Read. Spend some time alone facing Qibla. Even if small time. And like I tell you yesterday, go visit the grave once in a while. Go visit the hospital and the sick people. To gain the reward, to gain wisdom, and most of all, to make yourself vigilant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. We are in it. And it's going very fast. And the lucky, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him. And keep in touch, Ya Abid, and all of you, the maximum you can. May Allah make my wording a source of hidayah, a source of nur, a source of jannah, insha'Allah, and not a source of fitna. And I'm going to follow this with some of the most beautiful verses. I'm going to share it with you today, insha'Allah. Next, insha'Allah, session, or next message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope I answer your question, Ya Abid. And this, not for Abid, this or for all of us, is a struggle. A struggle, and the lucky one, who Allah allow him to be among those, who, the happy one, who leaves this earth with the pleasure of Allah, with iman and yaqeen and tawakkul ala Allah, is not easy. Is not easy. But also Jahannam is not easy. And to lose Jannah and the pleasure of Jannah is not easy. We are in a blindness state. We are in a ghafla. May Allah save us. Wallahi, may Allah save us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.